brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, there's so many subjects I want to talk to Webster Tarpley about. Very thought-provoking discussions. We're going to just keep him for two more hours. He's agreed to do that. We appreciate that. Author of Obama, the Postmodernist Coup, available at InfoWars.com. We're going to open the phones up in the final hour today. For the next hour, I want to get his analysis, which he really is an expert on Eastern Europe, Central Asia, the Caucasus, Russia, the Middle East, Central Asia. I want to get about 30 minutes of analysis from him on that. And then I want to, he is one of the few people, the reason I really recognized him in my own research a decade ago, was he got into the eugenics, the driving force, the social Darwinism of the elite, their true propulsion system. So we'll talk with him the last 30 minutes of this hour and then open phones in the last hour. We'll take a lot of your calls coming up in about 58 minutes. But Webster, you wanted to finish up with the austerity movement, how they have the environmental movement, the austerity movement, the secret police system they're setting up, all of this massive decades-long planning coming to a head with the golden boy, literally, there to save us all and bring the left in for the final police state.
Yeah, we've talked now, I guess, about the foreign policy. In other words, this Brzezinski plan. In many world capitals, especially Moscow, especially Beijing, if you say Brzezinski plan, it's a plan, therefore, that has an end game. China reduced to warlords, 20 to 25 centers of power, as it was in the 1920s. And Russia also divided up, as it was during the Russian Civil War of 1919 to 1920, ultimately coming in with about 4 to 5 different states, different countries. So we had the Bernard Lewis plan for the Middle East, right? Carve Iraq 3 ways, Iran 6 ways, Lebanon 7 ways, Turkey 3 or 4 ways, Sudan at least 2 ways,
Syria,
maybe more. But then to apply that to Russia and China. So that's one thing. Now, the other side is the domestic and the austerity. When you see Obama giving this speech in Oregon, when he had his outburst there, he said, "You're not going to be able to drive an SUV, all right? You're not going to be able to eat as much as you want." This is amazing. "You're not going to be able to eat as much as you want, and you can't keep your thermostat set where you want it at 72 degrees and think that the world will allow you to do this." Now,
and then in Germany, he said, called for a new world order last week, and he also, or a new international order, and he also said, "You're going to have to work more and serve this global system." So he told us it was really a slave master's speech.
This is what I would call killer austerity, genocidal austerity, a further cut in the U.S. standard of living of 30, 40, 50%, as much as he can
imagine
do.
A government policy of not having a good standard of living, which has always been what the eugenicists have craved.
Absolutely. But now it's also complicated by the fact, we have this worldwide financial crisis. We have the death agony of the dollar as a reserve currency. We have banking panic going on. We had Countrywide. Then we had Northern Rock. We had Bear Stearns. Now we've had IndyMac. We basically have banking failures every week. We've got hyperinflation, which you see in fuel, but also in food and many other areas. So you're heading towards an extreme world economic breakdown crisis, the end of the post-1945 era, as Soros himself says. So when Soros says this is what it is, what does he want? They've got to increase the looting pressure on the U.S. population to allow the bailout of J.P. Morgan Chase, the Soros interests, Goldman Sachs, and so forth. How do you do that, though? Bush and Cheney would come out and say, "Well, we're going to tax you for the war on terror," and that would lead to an explosion in their face. Obama will come and say, "We're going to save the polar bears. We're going to save the planet. We're going to save the ice caps. We're going to have a carbon tax, cap and trade on carbon. We're going to have a green tax. We're going to have a third world solidarity tax." The only problem with this is all the money goes to Rockefeller, Soros, and Goldman Sachs.
All right, Webster, when we get back, we will break this all down in detail and finish up the story you're breaking down for us and then get into what's happened in Russia.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at SurvivalistSeeds.com. Are you prepared? That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Webster, let's go through a detailed analysis from your perspective on what happened with the Georgian sneak attack last Thursday night into Friday morning on the eve of the Olympic Games on 888. The Russians moving nuclear weapons in and repulsing the Georgian / U.S. British Israeli attack. And what do you think this means geopolitically now, in the words of Lieutenant Colonel Sam Gardner, Air Force expert on these regions and that area, that region, and these type of weapon systems. So the Russians undoubtedly brought nukes into the area, and that their stated default position is to nuke with tactical weapons any U.S. forces that attack them with precision-guided conventional munitions. And he called this the greatest military escalation in modern history since the Cuban Missile Crisis. The neocons have been running around on TV, Crystal and others, saying they want war with Russia. The New York Times called it the beginning of what could be World War III. The Russians reportedly stopped attacking last night, but then the Georgians started shooting back at them. That's their tactic. Attack, and then when the Russians attack, scream bloody murder and say that they're being attacked. And I did hear a lady in a story yesterday talking about, did you hear about the Russians attacking Georgia in the U.S.? You have a public completely dumbed down, not knowing which end is up. I mean, how does this all play together?
Well, I have tried to argue for the past 8 or 9 months. The situation in Washington, first of all, has fundamentally changed. The neocons are out. They have no power. We'll see why they're trying to get back on TV now. But the neocons have been broken as a faction. You've got, you know, Libby out, Rumsfeld out, Wolfowitz out, out at the World Bank. Lord Black, Lord Conrad Black, a top world neocon, is actually now in jail. You've got Ledeen under attack by the Rockefeller Committee for his activities with his old Iran-Contra network. So the thing that you're facing now, I would not call it neocon anymore. It's not the neocons. It is the Rockefeller Brzezinski Trilateral Bilderberg Group.
Okay, so that's who NATO and Israel are taking orders from. I'm sure you're aware of
that. And that is who is running the U.S. government at this point. Bush and Cheney.
I understand that, Webster, but let me bring up this caveat. I mean, it's pretty darn neocon when you've got the military head of the Georgian military not even being Georgian, being an Israeli, and the foreign minister being an Israeli. Go ahead.
Yeah, the point of this now is that the neocons are essentially a group of stragglers and fugitives that are tending to attach themselves to the Brzezinski machine, trying to save themselves and maintain their positions and their careers in this new era. But notice, the emphasis, the epicenter of world confrontation has shifted radically out of the Middle East, out of the Persian Gulf,
into Russia,
and to the borders of Russia and also China. Because the other thing, what I was actually looking for to happen on 8808 was some kind of a terror stunt at the Beijing Olympics. This could still happen, which could also then heat up the world. And I would urge people to be aware of that, and we can maybe talk about that in a minute. The kinds of things that you're seeing now are typical classic Brzezinski. Remember, Brzezinski says, you can't attack these countries yourself. If you want to destroy Venezuela, you can't attack them.
You use surrogates.
Play Colombia. You want to destroy Somalia? Stay out of there. Let Ethiopia go in. In this case, he's got a little Hitler. Saakashvili is a little Hitler created by Brzezinski. This process of the color revolutions, the so-called CIA.
Let me stop you. And we'll go back to how they financed the takeover there. But did you see the video of a plane flies overhead and he starts cowering and crying and then running, and then they cover him up with armored vests and he's like screaming like a little girl? I mean,
yeah.
I've never seen a leader act like that, an ultimate little coward, and he's wild-eyed and always lying. I mean, these people are nuts.
I would compare him in many ways to Obama, a megalomaniac drunk with power, indulging in illusions of infantile omnipotence. And really thinking, I believe that Brzezinski has played him. In other words, Brzezinski has promised him.
Yeah, he told him he'd win, not that
right.
It was really meant to bring Russia in and escalate things.
And not that he was, you don't tell your expendable pawns that they are expendable pawns on a kamikaze trip. You don't tell them that. You let them go ahead and think that they're coming back.
Now, a lot of analysts are saying, and it does seem to be true, that people see McCain as a stronger military leader, and that this Georgian-Russian crisis actually strengthens McCain's hand. Why would Brzezinski do that?
Yeah, I think it may have happened too soon. The problem is when you're dealing with somebody as unstable as Saakashvili, he's also got to respond to his own internal conditions. One obvious fact, if you want to have an attack in that part of the world, you got to do it during the summer. You can't do it during the autumn when the rains come. So really, there are competing considerations. Our election is in November. But if they're going to attack this year, they've more or less got to do it now. There's a lot to be said about that. The principal idea, though, is that Georgia is the aggressor. They launched a genocidal sneak attack in the middle of the night with massive rocket attacks, air bombardment, and heavy artillery to kill the civilians of South Ossetia.
CNN and Fox now confirmed showed video of the Georgians attacking South Ossetia and the gorge over by Abkhazia,
right.
and then lied and said that was Russians doing it. I mean, this is unprecedented media lying.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest media hysteria. Well, you can compare it to 9/11 or the Iraq War or Obama. It's the same media that have been telling you Obama is the savior are now telling you that that Putin and Medvedev are the devils. The Russian response, of course, is then a powerful counterstroke. And they've got to destroy the Georgian second echelon, in other words, the second attack wave that would have come in there.
Yeah, the main forces that were built up to come in behind the shock groups. Now,
and the military infrastructure all over the country.
And
let me just come in on this. This is largely built up by the U.S. With your tax dollars, this tin pot little Hitler, Saakashvili,
increased their defense budget 30-plus times in 5 years. But I want to stop there because I want to go back, and then you can go forward. But I want to cover every point here and get your take, Webster. Dealing with this, do you think Brzezinski and the Anglo-American establishment and the neocon followers, and I agree with you, they're now like the birdcage liner being removed, new ones being put in as a front for the oligarchs. Do you think they miscalculated, or is this what they expected?
I think they've miscalculated the timing. However, remember, on the McCain side, you've also got a tentacle of Brzezinski, and indeed also in the U.S. government. Ian Brzezinski is the other son. He has three kids. Mark Brzezinski, Clinton National Security Council, works for Obama. Mika Brzezinski, you see her every morning, this airhead with Scarborough on Morning Joe MSNBC. But then we have Ian Brzezinski, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Pentagon for NATO and Eastern Europe. He is undoubtedly one of the people who got this thing going, Ian Brzezinski. And, of course, he's also a top advisor to McCain. So in a certain way, between McCain and Brzezinski and Obama, you're going to get Brzezinski anyway. The difference, of course, is that with Obama as the face of imperialism, as we saw in Berlin, Obama basically says, I can get you the European troops and the European money that with McCain you can't get.
That's right. He can sell the suckers one more time.
Right. And he can get the Europeans to go and die in an apocalyptic war against Russia, whereas McCain's chances of doing that are inferior. Also, Obama's going to be a better strike breaker than McCain because he'll do it with left cover, and he can even use his goons, which even somebody like Clinton does not have. She does not have an army of goons in the way that Obama does.
But I want to continue with Obama, but let's get back into Russia. I mean, this was a very dangerous, reckless move by the oligarchs, by the New World Order, to do this.
Certainly, let's just look at the ways this could escalate into World War III. One obvious one is you've got these 2,000 Georgian troops that have gone into Iraq at the behest of the U.S., and they wanted to go back to Georgia. Now, I would say to them, fine, do it on your own power. But no, we've had C-17 U.S. Air Force transports ferrying them back. Now, this is a very unfriendly act towards the Russians. Putin has complained.
This started 2 days ago, bringing them into a hot battle zone.
Right, and there, according to NBC News, there were contacts between the State Department and the Russian Foreign Ministry to avoid an incident. And it was the Russians, they said, well, we're going to shoot down these planes because those Georgian troops are going to start killing Russians and civilians as soon as they get here to the fighting front. That's one dimension. The other thing is you have, it's difficult to know how many, at least 125 or maybe several hundred U.S. advisors are attached to the Georgian Defense Ministry to go with all of this hardware that the U.S. has been pouring in to Georgia, which the Russians, I hope, have now largely destroyed. But the possibility of some of those U.S. advisors getting killed and then a huge media spectacle around that has got to be factored in. Another point, the Black Sea. The Russians have put up a naval blockade on the Georgian ports in the Black Sea. Suppose the U.S., the British, the French, or the Ukrainian hotheads, also possible, or Romania, Bulgaria, we don't know. Those are now NATO states, right? Poland and the Balkans are basically in NATO. If they try to run the blockade, break the Russian blockade and deliver ammunition or even humanitarian, they would say, what really ammunition, I'm sure, then that could lead to an international incident.
A Lusitanian type deal or Gulf of Tonkin.
It would be, a Cuban missile crisis in reverse because the Russians would be there with a picket line, and if you don't stop and you don't submit to a search, they're gonna blow you up. Now, here's the most dangerous. Not only is Saakashvili and this Georgian regime the product of people power coup, color revolution, in this case it's the Roses Revolution, run by Brzezinski, financed by Soros, National Endowment for Democracy. Call this the left CIA. This is something you haven't seen that much. Well, you've seen it, but it hasn't been prominent internally. If you go to Ukraine, the group in Kiev, Yushchenko and Tymoshenko, the ice princess, right? This blonde with her braided blonde hair. She's a kleptocrat. She's a NATO agent and a kleptocrat. The Ukrainians are supporting Georgia. Now you've got one of these two Kaczynski twins in Poland. And what they've got is a front of Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, Ukraine, supporting Georgia.
So we can see a ring around Russia starting similar conflicts. This can only be the start of a larger brush fire war. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She became began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream.
Webster Tarpley's our guest today.
Macho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as far.
Your calls are coming up in about 35 minutes. Talk about any subject you want with our guest. Any other issue.
We're all the honest world feels.
Okay, we've gotten into the third one. You were saying most dangerous scenario with these now NATO or sub-NATO states. They all have different ethnic partitions right along the borders with Russia proper, Mother Russia. Perfect to start these balkanization, divide and conquer conflicts. Continue.
Of the ones that I've mentioned, Poland is a full member of NATO. This should never have been done. The Polish regime is a collection of anti-Russian hotheads created in the image of Brzezinski. Brzezinski even says that he considered going back to Poland in the late 1990s and becoming president of the country and leading the anti-Russian assault himself. Right now you have these two comical Kaczynski twins. There's a whole new world that people need to become familiar with, right? It simply will not do to know about Iraq and Saudi Arabia and Iran and the Persian Gulf and Afghanistan. The world is now much, much bigger. Brzezinski plays on an immensely bigger chessboard, tremendous adventurism, because look at this. When you have these clashes, right, the U.S. advisors on the ground in Georgia, U.S. ships in the Black Sea, U.S. planes coming in, ferrying in military supplies, you go immediately to superpower confrontation. You immediately have intercontinental ballistic missiles ready to go, H-bombs on them. This may or may not happen in the near future.
It's no longer toying with Arabs you're genociding and slaughtering who are fighting you with AK-47s.
Exactly. You're not dealing with defenseless states, right? Iran, of course, is not defenseless in the sense that it can project power to the Persian Gulf and maybe cut off the world's oil supply. But there's virtually no way they can strike into the United States. Now, with Russia and indeed with China, this is totally different. I would urge people to mobilize on this issue. We cannot have any U.S. money, soldiers, aid, stop this diplomatic support. Let me point out, in addition to the bellicose nonsense that you've heard from McCain, you know, he wants to kick the Russians out of the Group of Eight, and he looks into Putin's eyes and sees KGB. That's all very witty, I'm sure. Notice that Obama says he wants Georgia to become a NATO full member. So Obama, having seen the insanity of his fellow Brzezinski puppet, Saakashvili, the little Hitler, Obama says, yes, let's put the entire weight of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the U.S., Canada, Turkey, and all these Europeans, let's throw that into the scales behind a lunatic like Saakashvili. This disqualifies Obama. Obama also says the Russians have violated the sovereignty of Georgia and encroached on the sovereignty of Georgia. No, Senator, that's called hot pursuit. As soon as those Georgians murdered 2,000 civilians in the night of the 8th and the 9th, at that point, the countermeasures of the Russians are pure self-defense under the UN Charter. That's allowed under the UN Charter. And it becomes hot pursuit because you're chasing people that are trying to kill you.
Yeah, they couldn't run the main armies out and then let them regroup, which they were doing for a counterassault. Once they were routed, they had to destroy them.
Yes, and remember that Saakashvili, this tin pot little Hitler, tried the same thing back in 2004, and he was defeated. Also, remember, he's not democratic at all. There was a large mass movement against him. It was basically a color revolution in reverse, this time with real popular support. And Saakashvili immediately declared martial law, shut down the TV, kicked out the foreign journalists,
That's right.
and rounded up the opposition.
Yeah, he tortured and killed them with U.S. support. They've even used Georgia reportedly as a black site to take some of the torture victims to.
They're full NATO puppets. Now, the Russian position, of course, is that South Ossetians are Russian citizens. So you've killed 2,000 Russian citizens and several dozen of their troops. It's comparable to 9/11. And
by the way,
the
number's going up, as you know, Webster. They're now digging a bunch of people out of the rubble. So it's going to be more than 2,000 dead civilians. Webster Tarpley, stay with us. We're going to go to break, come back, continue with this, then get into the social Darwinism, what drives the evil minds.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, if we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Bottom line, we have an out-of-control elite who play with the world like it's their little toy. Am I saying Putin's good? No, he was caught staging bombings in 1999 so that he could create political support to come into office under a popular war with the Chechens backed by, again, the United States. You always find the Muslim extremists on a very short leash to this government. That's why it's so sick that they use them as cover, as decoys in the drills for the 9/11 attacks. Webster Tarpley, let me bring this up. How, if Brzezinski and the Rand Corporation and the Rockefeller clan mimicking what the British had done in the region at the turn of the last century, creating most of the nations in the Middle East, their modern borders, if they've always been used as a shield to overthrow democratically elected governments, intellectual governments, even pro-Western governments, but that won't be puppets. They use Muslim radicals to overthrow countries. Then they then fight with the Muslim radicals they put in, you know, kind of this endless crisis creation. How do you see them using the Muslims that they've used, again, against the Serbs in the late 90s, against in the 80s, against the Russians, Brzezinski 6 months before in 79, having them attack Russian outposts in the north of Afghanistan, getting a Russian response. How do you see the Muslims, i.e. mainly the Wahhabists, Muslim majority, the 80% Sunni, how do you see them being used on the chessboard? Who are they? Are they a rook or are they just a pawn?
Brzezinski is the father of modern Islamic fundamentalism. He argued, in the Carter administration that Muslim, fundamentalism was the great bulwark against Soviet communism. He installed Khomeini. He created Khomeini. Khomeini was a well-known, long-term British agent, had been used against the Shah during the Shah.
You know what? Let's spend some time on that. I'm going to sit back. Let's spend some time on that because I've researched that for the listeners that have trouble believing that. That is true. Let's go back to 53. Let's explain the run-up to 79 and the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic State being set up.
Well, Mossadegh would belong along with General Qassem of Iraq and Nasser of Egypt and any number of others to the wave of progressive nationalistic military types in the Arab world. And it would have been the interest of the United States to cooperate with them for the modernization of the region and the ending of colonialism and imperialism. And this was the, even in the Eisenhower administration, the Suez policy of 1956, turning against the British, the French, and the Israelis in favor of the Arabs. That's what got the U.S. into the Middle East in any positive way in the first place. But the overthrow of Mossadegh is a joint operation of the British with Alan Dulles, Kermit Roosevelt, and the pro-Wall Street CIA forces.
And the father of Norman Schwarzkopf.
Yes, right, that too. And here's the thing. The Shah, the problem of the Shah is this. He had some positive features in the 1960s. Let me mention this white revolution. The mullahs of Iran are an expression of the latifundists, the huge landowners. They're a kind of a feudal class. They're a little bit like this feudal monster we have, the Dalai Lama, running around today that the Hollywood people think is spiritual. The Shah had this thing called the White Revolution, which was to break up the huge latifundia and actually have a land reform and to try to advance the country. Now, this was his last attempt in that regard. But Khomeini was deployed as a British agent. The idea in Iran was scratch a mullah and you'll find a British agent. That's basically correct. The Khomeini revolution was a joint U.S.-British project, but the BBC, Persian language service, the Farsi service, was the leading edge of this entire thing. Now, remember, the Shah, by now, politically is a monster, right? He's a reactionary. He's governing with the secret police. However, in terms of his economic stuff, he's got deals with the Soviets, deals with the Italians. He's going outside the realm of U.S. domination, and he's got several dozen nuclear reactors either started or about to start. He's got steel mills. He's got about $50 billion of tremendous development projects.
He made the mistake Serbia made. He was becoming independent.
He was becoming independent, and he was providing a way to see a country advance from medieval backwardness into the modern age with nuclear energy, steel mills, petrochemical, new airport, new subway system for Tehran, the port of Bandar Abbas. My entree into this was I knew that this guy, Loris Corbi of Italy, of the one of the great civil engineering companies of the world, who was building this new city of Bandar Abbas, now Bandar Khomeini. When Khomeini came in, he shut down all of this. He destroyed the Iranians would have long since been in the nuclear age. They would have had 10 or 20 peaceful nuclear reactors going, but it was Khomeini who stopped that. So Brzezinski basically says, look, we've got to stop economic development in the third world. The way we do it was with people like Pol Pot, trained in Paris.
Yeah, for those that don't know, let's flesh that out now some. He brags in two of his books that they helped Pol Pot and helped him kill 2 million people. He should be immediately arrested. This isn't us saying this. He writes this and says that, you know, we let him kill 2 million people and supported him, and I'm proud of what I did. And I can pull the quote up, but that's basically what he said. I mean, this is just the amazing type of activity. But I want to cover Pol Pot briefly. Then I want to go back to 1979, 1980. Then this stage deal with the, quote, Republicans doing a deal to have him grab hostages, then stage an event. But you have Brzezinski in the White House why would he then double back and betray Carter if you're saying he's the mastermind? I know he's a fellow traveler and very powerful. But then, you know, burn the Carter administration, which he ran and sat in via the Reagan administration with the Muslim Islamic Revolution over there for the weapons.
Now, remember, Brzezinski believes that Islamic fundamentalism is the number one bulwark against Soviet communism. So he foments that in Iran. That's where the whole thing begins, really. And then he sends in these teams into Afghanistan, as you said, to get the Soviets in there and begin to bring them down. Brzezinski fundamentally believes that he can use the Khomeini regime against the Soviets. This is the problem you have when you have a policy of what might be called appeasement, but really of turning these other countries into kamikaze puppets, suicidal pawns, expendable assets against your bigger enemy. That's the
wind-up toys
of the Brzezinski method, right? They, you know, you point them at the Russians and let them go. This cannot be avowed in public. Now, Brzezinski wanted to arm Khomeini, but he couldn't do it in public, and he needed a cover story. So he encouraged, in my view, encouraged the taking of the hostages as a piece of political theater that would allow him to continue U.S. military deliveries to Iran. And that's that. What is called Iran-Contra started under Carter. The U.S. military deliveries to Iran never stopped. There's a guy called Stanley Pottinger who's involved, and the Brzezinski National Security Council, where they had Iranian representatives. The so-called Captain Setoudeh was operating under
the power
U.S.
power never changes. They just remove a figurehead.
Yes, but again, it's part of this. The question is that you're trying to subvert those five critical republics in Central Asia: Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. Right, the five big Soviet Central Asian republics. That's your target. Now, Brzezinski therefore has a public policy, and then he has the real policy. If you think about the accusation of appeasement against Obama, it's accurate as long as you know what appeasement is. You can imagine Obama acting as a puppet for Brzezinski, talking to the Iranians. He would say, your real enemy is the Russians, not us. You've got to oppose the Russians in the Caspian Sea. You need a navy in the Caspian Sea. We'll give you a navy in the Caspian Sea so you can stop those Russians from taking your oil. You want nuclear weapons? We'll give them to you. We have special nukes. They only go to Moscow. You want some of those? We'll give you some right away. There is no objection by Brzezinski to Iran as a nuclear power, but this cannot
be said. How did Pakistan's armament by the U.S. and England, how does that play into this larger chessboard?
I don't know if that's quite so connected. I mean, I think the U.S., obviously, what you say is true. That's how, you know, A.Q. Khan was working for the U.S. all along. But again, the Iranian one is the really big one, because Pakistan has to be destroyed because the geopolitical instinct is pro-Chinese. Iran can be used as a puppet because the geopolitical instinct, as I've argued, is anti-Russian. So Brzezinski would say to them, look, didn't I arm you under Iran-Contra? Didn't I give you everything you needed? Yes. Well, then let me do it again for you now. I can deliver everything you need under the table, but let's get you going against those nasty Russians. Ahmadinejad will be out by next year. There's a new power constellation. This is what Obama would talk about. See, under the neocons say, bomb Iran. Brzezinski, with Obama, says, no, talk to Iran, but destroy Pakistan. Remember, Obama
Well, that's
is the
same more subtle system that we see growing out of Carter and then being implemented by the Reagan, really the Bush White House, the Bush 41, 42 White House.
Yes, right.
Because what we're dealing with is with Iraq. I mean, I want to get your analysis on this. Same thing. They arm Iraq, tens of billions of dollars, have them attack Iran, then they tear each other up, and then you have the whole region descend down into another level.
Yeah, I have a whole chapter on the Carter administration, about a 40-page summary. People can't remember what a horror, how horrendous it was under the Carter-Brzezinski Volcker regime. It was one of the qualitative turning points in American history. Concerning what you've just mentioned, the Iraq-Iran war. Now, here's the problem. Brzezinski installs Khomeini. The Shah is driven out by Carter and Brzezinski. They stab him in the back. At that point, there's a military government or Bakhtiar, a reasonable kind of
Shah dies of a 24-hour cancer.
Government. And then the Khomeini comes in. And when Khomeini shuts down all the development projects because they're not Islamic in his view, the country begins to fall apart. Now, they realize that Khomeini is going to be out within 6 months. The only way to stabilize Khomeini is to go to Saddam Hussein and say, if you attack, you'll have an easy victory. So you play Saddam Hussein against Iran. This leads to a war that goes on for the best part of the decade.
Knowing that will create nationalism and will actually strengthen the Islamic revolution.
It will keep Khomeini in power. Now, all of this on Brzezinski's watch. So you've got the Soviet-Afghan war unleashed by
Brzezinski. That's really what the neocons have been doing. Saber-rattling has made Iran more hardline and made the government more popular at a point where they were about to topple.
Well, I would say there was a serious last-ditch attempt by Cheney to bomb Iran, most likely with nuclear weapons, last August, September. That was the rogue B-52. He tried as hard as he could, and he came within a hair's breadth.
But we just learned that they're trying to paint up the PT boats and have a conflict over there.
I don't see an attack on Iran. I would rule it out. The U.S. and the British do not want it, and the Israelis seem to have bought into the new strategy. In other words, their prominence in the Georgian picture indicates to me that the Israelis have seen that there will be no attack on Iran. There is, however, an attack on Pakistan going on right now. We've got the other side of it. The Turkmenistan Islamic Party is a puppet group of patsies in Chinese Turkestan, Xinjiang province, right, the northwest of China.
Who have now suddenly started rattling sabers and delivering their videos to the CIA front intel center.
All right, and they're run probably through the Pakistani ISI or maybe directly. Right, Chosudovsky has an interesting article about this. But the idea is that terrorism in China is also being stoked with Tibetans, with these Turkmen, or basically they're all Turks. They're all Muslim Turks between the Caspian Sea and Mongolia, Tibet. It's a Turkish area largely. Tajikistan, I guess, is the exception. So there are a whole bunch of Muslim Turks. And they can be used now, along with the Tibetans and along with the democracy freaks, the Amnesty International Human Rights Watch crew, to try to destabilize the government of China. But now, let's also think, what's the new face of false flag terrorism? Let me suggest, I was in Amsterdam, Holland, a couple of weeks ago, the Docs on the Docs series, and I showed a bunch of pictures. Let's see what the new face of terrorism is. Cho at Virginia Tech. You look at him, well, he's Korean, but he might be Chinese. So he's a crazy Oriental, Korean. He's not a Manchurian candidate. He's
and now in the middle of the Olympics, you have a Chinese guy killing two people, and it's hyped
right?
Like aliens have landed.
But let's do Cho is one. Kazmierczak, Northern Illinois University. He's a left-wing student with social justice concerns. He doesn't like the way the criminal justice
system
goes.
The other Chinese guy that ran around a few years ago shooting the 14 dare hunters.
And then I would then include the Unabomber. This is not quite as recent, but the idea of ecological terrorism. If you're a polluter, if your carbon footprint is too big, maybe the new Unabomber or Earth First or somebody like this will come and visit you. Then we have the classic ones done by the British against Russia to signal the coming of the new policy, which is Litvinenko, a Russian from the KGB with nuclear terrorism. Don't think about the relations. Just think about the sort of pictorial memes of the myth. Litvinenko is one. Politkovskaya. Now, she's a Russian journalist who's assassinated, and they immediately blame Putin. All indications are that this comes from the Berezovsky stable. Boris Berezovsky, Russian oligarch, now working for British intelligence. Let's see what else we can think of. Ilyas Akhmadov. This is, of course, the Chechen ambassador here. He's the ambassador of the main Chechen terrorist organization, the one with Basayev and Maskhadov, run by the CIA, which they're the people who blew up those buildings in Moscow in 1999. They're the ones who did the theater, the school in Beslan, and also the hospital in southern Russia in 1995. The Chechens have now claimed probably 1,000 to 1,500 dead. So the Russians, if you add up their, you know, the butcher's bill, the Russians have suffered from international terrorism at least as much as the U.S. in 9/11. But let's look at Akhmadov, right? He's here because Zbigniew Brzezinski lobbied to get him asylum. He's now being paid with your money, State Department stipend under the Reagan-Fassel program. He's living in a nice house here in Woodley Park by the zoo. He has an office at the National Endowment for Democracy. He gets a secretary, a travel budget, a public relations budget, all courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. Now, the Russians have repeatedly said, this is a terrorist. You've got to extradite him. We want to put him on trial. The U.S. says, no, he's a democratic force. As long as he's anti-Putin, it means that he's democratic. When you had that Beslan school in September of 2004, the Russian press was full of this attack was planned in London and Washington. I believe it's actually quite correct. So if you add up these faces, right, Cho, Kazmierczak, Litvinenko in particular, the Unabomber, and then somebody like Ilya Sakhmadov, I think that's a composite of memes from which you can see the probably various kinds of false flag terrorism that are now likely to be unleashed. And again, it's not just Chechens, right? It could be the FARC. Right? We saw this tremendous media circus around this woman, Betancourt.
Stay there.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we gotta run.
around to me. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we are back right here on the network, 9 to 1 on the Genesis feeds, 24 hours a day at Infowars.com. We do the four-hour show, and for 20 hours it re-airs back-to-back, so you missed Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and his analysis of what happened in Russia, very similar to Tarpley's. That'll be re-airing when this show ends in about 1 hour and 4 minutes from now. We're going to take your calls, wide open phones in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Any subject you want to discuss, Webster has agreed to ride shotgun with us. We always enjoy having him on with us. 1-800-259-9231. Interesting story I'll cover later in the next hour. Beijing Olympics 2008 opening ceremony, giant firework footprints, fate. And that's the kind of stuff China and Russia and every government, all governments are evil and wicked and corrupt. But who is the dominant global force? Well, that is, as Tarpley calls it, the Anglo-American Empire. Doesn't matter. They're all corrupt. They're all bad. We're just cold-bloodedly analyzing how they're fighting with each other and what they're doing. Remember, the state is the enemy of the people, bottom line, throughout history. The problem is there's always other states trying to come in and take over your state. So it's a very, very serious equilibrium that has to be held with the size of the state. But again, we'll continue with Tarpley here in just a moment. Don't forget, I am a documentary filmmaker. I have made 19 films. The latest is Truth Rising. And it's got Zbigniew Brzezinski being confronted in it by the young Luke Radowski and him saying, sit down and shut up. And it's got everybody else from Geraldo Rivera to Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton to John McCain being confronted. And then it's got Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, the good guys in it. It's got Democracy Now's Amy Goodman talking about bombs in the building. It's got George Carlin right before he died talking about an inside job on 9/11. It's got the police trying to plant bombs on 9/11 activists. I mean, I really can't describe how powerful. What, this is probably the best view of any film I've made, the most entertaining. I mean, you talk about short attention span theater. It just moves from issue to issue, really grabbing people in a way, in a different way than my other films. Truth Rising, available at Infowars.com on DVD, or watch it right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. All 19 of my films, the fourth hour every day, we go live with the video cam in studio and the document cam and, of course, the guest cam, the online cam. We give you exclusives here on the stream in the fourth hour. I'm also, you get exclusive extras when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, like an hour and a half plus with in-game 1.5. Little addendum to Endgame that PrisonPlanet.tv members got. It's just a great system, PrisonPlanet.tv, and your support of PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, makes so much of what we do here possible. So I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv and encourage those that are not members to become members today. You can also go to the website, Infowars.com, to check out the physical online shopping cart where you get physical books and videos, great for your library, in the highest quality, like Webster Tarpley's two books we carry, Synthetic Terror, the latest edition, and, of course, Barack Obama, the Postmodern Coup, and many other books and videos that we cover and carry at Infowars.com. You can also call toll-free to get in-game films like Truth Rising, books like Obama, the Postmodernist Coup, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We'll be right back in 70 seconds for the fourth hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.